In the deserted men's restroom in the back of Middleton Community College, Sam Keller knelt on the tile, braced his hands against Keith Jameson's thighs, and broke his mother's heart. It didn't matter that Cheryl Keller had passed away 4 years ago. Sam knew his mother would consider what Sam did in the handicapped stall a complete and total mockery of everything she'd ever taught him. Sam being gay wouldn't have made her upset, and she wouldn't have cared that he was about to give a blowjob at school and risk expulsion for having sexual congress on campus. What would have upset his mother was how Sam wasn't at all attracted to his partner, that to be perfectly honest, Sam hated him.
"Sex is beautiful," Sam's mother had told him. "Sex is a union between two people. Sex is a merging of souls, a holy connection. Sex is sacred, and it should only be shared with those you love."
When Sam's mother had said this, he'd been 12 and horny. But he'd also been scared to death of sex. So when his mother told him he should wait for someone who loved him, he nodded eagerly. Yes, he would reserve his body for those who knew the worth of it. Yes, he would learn from her mistakes. He'd signed on for it all, trusting in his mother's wisdom, wanting to be safe and wanting to please her too. After all, wasn't he lucky to have a mother who looked forward to meeting his boyfriends? His mother had hoped he'd want to adopt or hire a surrogate to have his child someday, because she'd be more than happy to babysit. It seemed such a little easy thing for him to promise her he would give himself in love. However, even before he'd realized what an incredible dearth of loving male partners there were in Middleton, Iowa, Sam struggled with his vow. His mother found him gay support groups and sex tip sites online, but Sam found the porn. He'd lost days to the images of beautiful, slender men bent in submission and sometimes degradation. And to his quiet horror, he realized this was his fantasy. He wanted to be used. He wanted to be loved and cherished, yes, but he also wanted to be fucked. Sometimes he didn't want it to be about love. He wanted it to be about sex, and about semen, and about not quite exactly being in control. He didn't want to get hurt, no, but he admitted to himself he wanted to come really, really close. As he swirled his tongue around Keith's shaft and looked up at the blonde boy's unshaven chin, Sam acknowledged he'd have been a lot happier if he could have found a Keith at 16 instead of 21. He'd fucked Darren Yarvin his senior year of high school, but that was nothing more than a weekly appointment to kneel on a pizza box in Darren's dirty apartment and take it up the ass. Blowing Keith flirted with so many taboos. Sam got himself off just thinking about upcoming encounters. Keith was straight. He wasn't bi, he wasn't in the closet, he wasn't even curious. He simply enjoyed having his dick sucked as much as Sam took pleasure in doing it. He was a big, buff boy, a small-town Iowa ideal, and it was Sam's fondest wish for this ideal young man to bend him over one of the toilets and bury himself so deep inside Sam he'd see stars. Sam didn't want to kiss him. He didn't want to hold him or take him on a date. In fact, outside of arranging their sexual appointments, they didn't speak to one another. The only conversation they had was the one they were having now, where Keith asked Sam if he wanted him to shove his big fat dick into his throat, to fuck his mouth, and Sam agreed yes, very much please, and thank you.
"You love sucking my cock, don't you, bitch?" Keith would say, and Sam would nod and shut his eyes, and let the incredible sluttiness of the experience wash over him in dark, beautiful waves,
until he thrust himself onto Keith as hard as Keith pushed into him, sucking so intensely he hurt his cheeks, moaning along with Keith as he cried out and exploded, hot and thick and salty into Sam's open, waiting throat. Sometimes Keith kneaded Sam's hair as he swallowed, which Sam enjoyed, but it was an unconscious gesture, and if Keith caught himself doing it, he stopped and pushed Sam away. This, more than anything else, would have upset his mother, that he would know only such a fleeting bit of tenderness and from such a crude, cruel partner.